It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena, Desley.
Morena, morena. How are you this morning?
Hi, we're Desley. Good. We're good. How are you?
Oh, look, great. It's a bit wet out there today.
I know.
Fortunately, we had a great weekend. We had the great big BNZ Auckland Diwali Festival, which is one of our largest cultural festivals, and actually it's New Zealand's premier Indian cultural festival. But we had thousands of people in town over the weekend for Diwali. It was just great. It, you know, colourful, the food, the dancing, the cultural experiences were just great. You know, 10% of our Auckland population are Indian, and they all came together, and it was good for all cultures to experience it. And Diwali, of course, means triumph of light over darkness, good over evil, and truth over misinformation. I mean, why wouldn't you celebrate that?
It's so much fun, that festival.
It's lovely.
Oh, every year I've been.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh. I just love it. It's one of my favourites. The colours, the,
yeah.
Like I said, the spices they had. It was just really awesome, and actually so many people, it was packed. As I said, the weather was great, so it was great to see.
Nice.
And thanks to BNZ, let's give a bit shout out to BNZ, who have sponsored it for like 3 years, and who I gave a bit of an unsubtle nudge on stage when I spoke at the opening, of hoping they will continue it, because, you know, sponsorship like that just means that it helps Auckland as a city, you know, put on these big festivals, which are so important to our many cultures.
Yeah.
Many residents, yeah.
And also over the weekend, there was a bit of a kind of unofficial announcement. How are you feeling before the official announcement of the results on Friday?
Oh, look, you know, mixed, if I was honest with you. I think, I mean, if I wanted to start with the mayor, I think we're pretty, it's pretty obvious that the mayor will be, has been elected. There's about 100,000 difference between him and the next candidate, so I think that's pretty foregone conclusion. On the councillors themselves, look, I think that's really quite exciting. There are, it looks like, 5 new faces around the town hall table, which I think is really good for democracy, and you know, new ideas and new voices is healthy. It's a healthy turnover from a councillor perspective, and those 5 people come from kind of, there's a new one in the north, there's a new one in the south, there's a new one in the west, there's a new one in the east, and there's a new one on the north shore. So they haven't come from one particular part of Auckland, and I think that's really, really great. I mean, we, you know, I'm looking closely at where the results are sitting at the moment, because we had Saturday afternoon's results. We've had a preliminary group of results yesterday, and the finalisation will be on Friday. And I really don't think the councillors will change. I just can't see that. So I think that's really positive. On the local boards, look, you know, there's a bit of a change there. There's 151 local board members, and there have been some changes there. So again, we'll wait to the final. From myself, look, I was very fortunate enough to be elected unopposed, and we've talked about that before. And I will be Auckland's new, not new, well, Auckland's deputy mayor again. So I'm very humbled and privileged to have that role, and that's quite positive. What I'm not so happy about is the numbers who voted.
That's what we wanted to chat to you about.
We've got the lowest turnout in the country, about 24% from Saturday's count. What are we going to do about this? Because obviously the system right now isn't working to engage young voters.
Yeah, look, I mean, we did a major advertising campaign to promote voting, and we had, you know, our website, we did an interactive sort of thing there. We had, you know, boxes in libraries and the supermarket, Woolworths supermarkets, and many other locations. You know, we talked to people like you, and I think I just want you to know that you've played your role. We've talked about voting, you know, we had the challenge, didn't we, for both of us to vote.
Yeah, that was so handy.
So I think you can hold your head up high and say, look, as a media outlet, you know, you've done your bit, and I think others have. But look, I would be really interested, if that's okay with you, if, you know, to those listening to us this morning, to really just have a bit of a feedback to you guys as to why people didn't vote. You know, there are people who say, oh, we didn't know who to vote for, we didn't know them. And, you know, I think that's a... If that's a real concern, and I believe it is, you know, what? How can we do better at that? Look, on Friday last week, I went to a professional. I'm going to just have to be very careful how I say this. Let's just say I went to visit a someone who was either a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer or a financial professional, one of the above, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm talking about somebody reasonably intelligent, you know, a good job, based in the city, and that person hadn't voted.
Okay.
They didn't even know who to vote for.
Well, is postal voting seriously out of date? Like, should we be doing things more in line with how we do central government elections?
Look, my personal view is I think it should be done exactly how we do central government election. I think it should be run by the Electoral Commission and done that way.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, and I think you're right, postal voting, I mean, we're in a letterbox, you know, hello. But we didn't just do postal voting. We did have drop-offs in other, you know, in sort of high-profile places. So I do think how the voting happens, i.e., you know, where you drop your voting papers off and how you do that, needs a big relook. And the other thing is, look, it was a long time. You got your voting papers and then you sort of think, yeah, I must do something about this year. And all of a sudden it was, oops, it closes midday Saturday. We had a huge spike on Saturday morning as people went, you know, I haven't voted, where do I go? And we had a huge number of people drop them off on the Saturday. But I really just don't get it. I don't get why we don't do what central government does. One day, bowling booths everywhere and just go out and do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there will be a report back to us on, you know, how it all goes. But, you know, we did have a bit of a vote on it around the council table. And if councils have to pay for it themselves, they aren't going to go for the most expensive option. You know?
Yeah, well, would you like to see more investment from central government in terms of promoting voting for local elections? Because all we've really had from Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is sort of telling people that they should get out and vote, but there hasn't really been any talk of any more investment in terms of campaigning for local elections and awareness.
Well, I support him telling people to get out to vote, but I also think that we need to say, right, let's vote the same way in our country, locally, and nationally. You know, what do you do nationally? You go to schools and whatever. Everyone turns up one day, have a vote, that's it. And if you know, you can't do it, there's specials. We have it sitting in our letterbox. How many people open their letterbox at the best of times? Then you hold on it for a while. Then you've got to think about it. Then you've got to find somewhere for it to go. You might, you know, walk around with it or drive around with it or whatever it is for a few days and try and find, you know, the right supermarket. You go to the wrong supermarket, may don't have the box and, you know. So I'd love it done the same way as central government.
Someone's saying there was a bit of a lack of information around their local candidates, including potentially missing information, I'm gathering from their feedback. Is there potentially some sort of way that you'd standardise the way candidates present themselves, especially if we're moving more towards a polling sort of vote?
Yeah. I mean, with your voting papers came a booklet. Everyone had to write 150 words.
Okay.
And I remember, and so you could sort of read what every person kind of stood for and whatever. But, you know, we talked about this when we had both, you know, talked about when we voted. I read those 150 words, but look, they could be a combination of AI generated or, you know, someone's written them. They could be good, bad or indifferent. I wanted to see the candidates and listen to them and talk to them. Mm. And so I did a big shout out, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago to the residents associations and whatever, who actually put on events where the candidates had to front up and talk to an audience and we could, you know, ask questions and things of them. And I think that's really good, but maybe not every community in our wonderful Tamaki Makaurau has those residents associations, you know. But I would encourage more of that. I really I really, in my mind, I believe that not all Aucklanders understand who's standing and know those people, and I believe they should. And, you know, the system that we have in Auckland with local boards who are the interactive face between local communities and council, you know, I really think we need to give them a little bit of a nudge and say, you know, work really hard at trying to get awareness around, you know, who you are. You know, ask your listeners, do you know who your councillor is? Do you know who your 5, 6, 7 local board members are? Do you?
Someone's made an interesting point of it's tricky when there's so many sort of individuals running quite independently, and like you say, the pamphlet, I mean, I'd be seriously worried if there was AI generated descriptions for candidates and our pamphlets. That would be really bad. But someone's sort of saying they'd like to see more coalition groups like City Vision exist, because then it gives people a bit more structure to understand policy. What do you make of this?
I think that is a very, very good point. So when we vote nationally, we have, you know, the Labour Party, the National Party, the ACT Party, New Zealand First Party, the whatever party, you know, the main parties, you know, and when you vote that particular person who's part of that party you know, you might know them or not know them, you know there's a manifesto. In other words, what is the national thing that they all agree about? In Auckland, I think we have Labour candidates, and I think for the very first time they had ACT local candidates.
Yes, they do.
But the reality is most people stood for, you know, for parties that people perhaps didn't know. For example, if you stood for Sure Voice or Manurewa Action, or what does that mean? You know, what is that party? Are they centre-right, centre-left? What do they believe in, you know, when it comes to like climate change, or what's their issue on rates, or, you know, or a myriad of things. And if you've got some of the more traditional parties, you know, like City Vision, like CNR, like, you know, some of those, you might have a bit of an idea. But it's not as clear-cut as the national-based elections, because you don't really know. And people stand for independent because they say, look, I'm independent, I don't want any part of this, I don't want any part of that, I want to be a reasonable voice at the table, you know. And you kind of get that, but how reasonable and what do you like and who are you kind of style, you know.
It'd be good.
So it's quite complex.
Yeah, it'd be good to be able to have access to, like, you know, someone's potentially said recordings of people, these candidates, so that you can kind of flesh out more who they are, hear them talking, hear them on different issues.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's where social media comes in. And, you know, we have existing local, you know, we have existing councillors and local board members that have strong social media profiles. I mean, I pretty much post on Facebook every day, but not everyone's a Facebook user. And I've said to myself, I need to do better in that social media space. So some have great social media presence that, you know, people sort of Google someone and up pops their social media accounts, and they can have a bit of a scroll through and see, you know, what they're like and what they stand for. But you've got a whole lot of elected members that don't.
Yeah.
And I think that would really help.
I do think the issue with social media, though, is it's only really what you want people to see.
Hmm.
Yeah, but at least it can tell a story.
True, it's better than just 150 words, potentially AI generated.
Oh my god, that's so worrying that you said that. Just like,
you know, I'm just saying, if you put in, you know, I want to stand for, you know, insert name of ward. I'll just use a ward, okay, because then I'm not putting anyone on, you know, and I want to stand for, you know, good, you know, sound decision making, cut wasteful spending, you know, try and keep rates as low as possible, blah blah blah. Just see what the description comes up, and up will come something, you know. So I'm just saying, I just think words are one thing, but I do think you can't beat really understanding that person. And one of the ways to do that is to see what they put online by way of videos, by way of, you know, their thoughts on all sorts of things. I know, one of the things I stuck up this morning, it's really random and completely off topic, is, you know, Foodstuffs are trialling an amazing thing in Birkenhead and New World. I think they're doing well in Wellington as well. But we've all been to the supermarket, we bought something from the deli, you know, they stick it in a little plastic thing and you have to take it home, and they realise that you can't recycle those little plastic containers, and they're looking at a new system to do that. You know, that's important to me. Someone reads that, they think it's important to me. Yes, I like that idea. That person likes that kind of thing. You know what I mean? It just gets to know the people better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's
so,
a good idea, by the way. You should have a look at it.
So if you are re-elected and the results come in on Friday, and it's Wayne and yourself, Mayor and Deputy Mayor, what are your plans going forwards? Are you going to continue on in the way you have this term?
Look, I think one of the reasons people voted for the mayor, and I know I say sort of Taikatiki's not known for his good command of the King's English, etc., but one of the reasons is he has had really transformational change last term when it comes to the CCOs especially, right? And he wants to embed that. He wants to complete that work on Auckland Transport, bringing it into Auckland Council, separating potentially public transport from everything else, giving elected members the control of the road corridor like every other council in New Zealand. Isn't it ironic that the biggest council doesn't have that? It's set with Auckland Transport. Doing that, you know, he's concentrating on tech, he's concentrating on being more financially sustainable. You know, he and I have got some really good ideas around the art sector and stuff. So, you know, there are a number of things that that have been started last term that he just wants to embed on and complete. And, you know, I think I would call it the dot I cross T and get things sorted. I mean, this term is going to be huge. We open some incredibly large infrastructure projects. We've got the CRL, and that is going to cost, the operational costs, so not only is it expensive to build, but the operational costs that we're taking on to run that are going to be significant. And to fund that, and to get it up and operating, we've got the Central Interceptor, New Zealand's largest, you know, wastewater pipe opening. We've got the NZI, the new convention centre. There's some big stuff happening in Auckland,
right?
Which will be exciting. So some exciting stuff and some challenging stuff coming up.
Awesome. Hey, we've run out of time. Sorry, Desley. Could go on all day.
We could.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. And, all the best going forwards. We'll talk to you in
so
a couple
much.
Of weeks.
Talk soon. Okay,
bye. Ka kite.
Thank you. Ka kite. Bye-bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.